United States.
Nomenclature. Skin in the name. An American football team finally sheds its moniker.
Since he bought the Redskins in 1999, Daniel Snyder's position on his team's long controversial name has been clear. "We'll never change the name," he told a reporter 7 years ago. "It's that simple. Never. You can use caps." He and other defenders claimed the name honoured Native Americans, a view not shared by many Native Americans themselves. Mr. Snyder stuck to his guns through demonstrations outside his games, political pressure, even losing federal trademark protections, because the team's name and images were deemed disparaging to Native Americans, a ruling later reversed on First Amendment grounds. But on July 13th, after coming under pressure from sponsors, including FedEx, which pays the team $8 million per year for naming rights to its stadium, Mr. Snyder announced the name and logo, a Native American in profile with feathers in his hair, would be retired. Its new name remains unclear, but the jokes all but wrote themselves. The Washington pundits, kickbacks, internal polls, which would of course always show them ahead. More serious possibilities include the dreary, hackneyed Warriors. The Red Tails, honouring the black Tuskegee Airmen who fought in the Second World War, and the Red Wolves, which, like the Red Tails, would let the team keep its burgundy and gold colours. Mr. Snyder reportedly has chosen a name, currently bogged down in a trademark fight, and indeed an enterprising actuary from the Washington suburbs has registered trademarks for around a dozen possible team names.